We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Not okay. We're trying to get through a baseball season, and you're the person complicating this. And so Marcus Stroman just decides, you know what? Season's already a third of the way over. I don't need to come back and do this. I'll just stay healthy, stay at home with my family, and enter free agency, you know, as soon as the season is over. So Marcus Stroman is out of Major League Baseball. We'll see if who's next, because I'm certain somebody else will opt out probably by the end of the week.
Story number four.
And happy 21st birthday to Ja Morant. Must be weird spending your 21st birthday in the bubble.
Yeah.
Like, not a whole lot you can get into. Although, as I was thinking about it, because my instincts were, Ja Morant, 21st birthday in the bubble. That's not the way I'd want to spend my 21st birthday. And I'm confident it's not how I spent my 21st birthday. But I have no recollection of what I did on my 21st birthday. And not because I was blacked out. I just don't remember it at all. It's not like
I'm trying to think of it. I can't remember what I did for mine either.
It's not like I can't remember, like once it got 1 a.m., then I couldn't remember a thing. Like, I don't remember the day. I don't remember anything. And, like, your 21st birthday is a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a legal drinking age. Like, you know, that's.
Of course.
I could not tell you what I did for my 21st birthday.
I couldn't
birthday.
Either. But I think it was probably because of the. Things you
no,
just
I
mentioned.
I mean, I can't remember the day. I can't remember, like, so the night started with. I don't remember anything about it. So maybe it's not that big of a deal. It's one of the things when I would talk to younger people, you know, when I have the chance, I'd be like, you know, most of the things you think matter right now aren't going to matter at all, like probably in 2 years, but certainly not in 20. Like, not a single thing. When you are 21 years old, by the way, if you're young, listen to this. Trust me on this. I've been through it. At the age of 21, you will have your heart broken. You will be disappointed by life, by people, by your friends, by all sorts of things. The good chance things are not going to be going the way you expect them to go. Here's all I'm telling you. I'm not telling you not to be sad or disappointed or frustrated or upset. I was all those things. I'm just telling you, it won't matter. Very quickly, it won't matter.
So true.
In like 2 years, the stuff that you care about intensely today won't matter to you at all. And in 20 years, you won't even be able to remember it.
That's so true.
Like, I know young people who would, like, they get into issues with friends. And like, you know, my roommate this. And, like, you won't even know them in 10 years. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why you won't know. I mean, you'll still know them. You'll still see their picture on Facebook or Instagram or wherever. But you won't know them. Like, the group of people I hang out with at 43 is literally nothing like the group of people I hung out with when I was 23. And not completely like the people I hung out with when I was in 33. At some point, just you know, everybody's life goes different directions. You know, people's careers take them different places. Families put them in different situations. So I was concerned about Ja Morant not being able to celebrate his 21st birthday properly tonight. But I was like, so, you know, it's probably fine. It's not like I don't even remember what mine was about.
Did you see his birthday cake?
I did not see his birthday cake.
It's pretty cool. Had Mickey Mouse on it, and he had on a pair of goggles.
He's got the jaw goggles
yeah,
on?
Yeah, had the jaw goggles
okay,
on.
Okay, well, look, at least he got a nice cake out of the deal. I saw this on CBS Sports HQ earlier today. So Ja is 21 today, but this is his age 20 season.
Mm-hmm.
And in their age 20 season or younger, only two players have averaged at least 17 points, 7 assists, while shooting 34% from three-point range in the history of the NBA.
Okay.
One of them is LeBron James.
I thought that might be true.
And the other one.
MJ.
21. No, Ja Morant. You can see where this is going?
Oh, I thought you said two. I thought you were. My bad.
Yeah,
Ja, I thought you were saying two instead of Ja.
No.
Okay.
One instead
my
of
bad,
Ja, two total. It's LeBron James and Ja Morant. So it's CBS Sports HQ tweeted, that's pretty good company for the Grizzlies' young star. So happy birthday to Ja. Hopefully he can lead the Grizzlies to a couple more wins in the bubble starting tomorrow. Jeff Calkins up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Sports are back and Iron Golf and Country Club is celebrating by offering unlimited championship course play for $140 a month for May of next year. This includes driving range, chipping greens, and everything you need to take your game to the next level. Visit iringgolfcc.com and sign up today. Iron Golf and Country Club, located off Hatch Cross near Shelby Drive.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So these days our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. They're remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the speed to power all of your devices at once. So while the kids are video gaming away, you can video chat with ease. And with coverage throughout your home, you can internet wherever, whenever. Plus, get added protection with xFi Advanced Security to help keep all your devices safe. Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with reliable speed and coverage. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get advanced security free with the xFi Gateway. Plus, ask about xFi Complete for unlimited data, whole home Wi-Fi, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay ends 8/16/20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
What I wonder is the heart full of holes. Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. After 5 is here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Well, Gary, I'm fine. You know, I'm a little rocked by the news of the day, you know, by the news of the last week, really. You know, that Ellen DeGeneres is not nice. Don't you find that troubling?
You know what? I've heard that before. One of our makeup artists who works with us at CBS Sports Network in New York, like she doesn't just do, you know, stupid sports shows. Like, she does movies. She does television shows. And I asked her one time, just randomly, because I sit with these people for about, I don't know, for me, it's like 15 minutes. It's not, there's only so much they can do with me, you know? Like, I am what I am. I always sit down, I'm like, listen, just do your best. I know I put you in a tough spot here. Just do your best. But, like, you know, you talk to these people, you know, for 15, like, how many people in your life do you talk to for 15 minutes every, you know, two days in a row? Like, it's not, for me, it's not very normal. Yeah. And so you run out of, and to not talk sounds, it just seems rude. And so I, you know, you end up having a lot of kids. Oh, how you kids? So how you been?
Can you imagine? Like, it's like getting your hair cut every day.
It's like getting your hair cut every day. So you got to come up with something to talk about. And only so often you can say, so your kids doing okay? like I told you yesterday they were doing okay. They're fine, whatever. Yeah. So sometimes I just start talking and I'm like, I said, listen, tell me who is somebody that everybody thinks is the best, but behind the scenes is considered the worst, and without hesitation. And this was a year ago. She said Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
I know. It was her first.
She made her whole. I guess one thing to be not nice if you're just a random person who's a star, right?
Right.
Turns out that whoever, name a superstar, right, is not nice. But literally, if the star's brand is being nice,
I know.
Like, that's a rough look, man. Literally, your whole brand is being nice, and you're not nice.
It's when this story first started circulating, this is the first thing I thought of, is that she told me Ellen DeGeneres was not nice,
yeah.
and now she's been exposed as not nice.
She got the Presidential Medal of Freedom for being nice, Gary.
Well, what appears to be true is that if you are similarly famous to Ellen, then she will be nice to you. But anybody she doesn't look down that often.
Dude, she gives away shirts that say my wife's mother won one. She gives away shirts that say "Be kind to each other." The Ellen DeGeneres show. My wife has one.
No, Ellen.
But she ends every show with "Be kind to one another,"
yeah.
And then she goes and kicks the staff.
I wonder sometimes how people get to a point, if people can get to a point where they don't actually see how they're treating the people who work underneath them. Like, they don't even, it's clearly happening. They're treating them poorly, but they genuinely do not recognize it. Like, they have a blind spot for it. Because, listen, I think you could ask anybody who works with me at CBS, like any of the type of people, you know, production assistants, runners, research people, camera people. I think you could ask any of them, like, and I'm nobody. Like, I'm not Jim Nance. I'm not trying to pretend I am.
Right.
But I don't think you could find anybody who would tell you I don't treat everybody awesomely. Like, I really have time for everybody, and I don't look down at anybody, and I don't talk down to anybody. I just show up, do my job, have a good time, go back to the hotel. But,
wait, you don't walk around calling people stupid?
I don't there. It's amazing. I don't.
That's just
I know
like an
that. I know,
thing.
I know that probably. I know it probably surprises people, but I don't. I don't walk around there calling people stupid at all. I'm a different person there. It's possible. It's possible I live two lives. But but there are people who I work with, and I obviously won't say names, but they snap on these, you know, 23-year-old women who are there just trying to get their foot in the door, running box scores out to it, and they'll snap at them or you know, jump them on something that's like should have been done differently. But I can't imagine what it's like to be a 23-year-old working in that building around people that you actually see on TV, and then, like, something goes wrong, and the person's yelling at you or talking down to you or talking harshly to you. And I see that sometimes from people I work with. And the people who do it, I don't think they're bad people. But it makes me cringe sometimes when I see them act that way toward these people, but I don't think they know that it's happening. Does that make sense? And I wonder if Ellen...
No, I think that's right. I think, well, first of all, I do believe there are people out there who probably will say, Caucus was a jackass to me, but what happened was I was oblivious. Like, I was in my own, like, I think I'm nice to everybody, right? Except Ben Hogan. Like, I yelled at him back when he was our producer, and that was really just my insecurity. He's probably the only one I, like, snapped at in my whole life. Like, I snapped at him. I mean, I snap at John Martin still, but he knows how to love. Like, with Ben Hogan, we had this show that we were trying to, like, get guests and stuff. I feel bad about that. I probably snapped at Ben Hogan, not the golfer, not him.
I've snapped at I've snapped at John Martin. I've snapped at
John knows I snap at him out of love.
Right.
I am occasionally like in the clouds, you know, like think worrying about one of my sons, and I'll like not say hi as aggressively as I should. But I don't think there's no one who would say that I am what Ellen, you know, like I'm behind the scenes mean to, I just not, you know, I try to go out of my way to be nice to people, but I do think that I bet she does not know she's mean.
Right. That's what I bet. I bet she doesn't know it. So I bet she does now and she understands it now, but I bet you, you know, you just get caught up in your life and I'm sure she's being pulled a million different directions. She's busy. She's under a lot of pressure. I can see how that would happen to Ellen without Ellen intentionally becoming that type of person that you just look up all these years later and you are something that you never thought you would be. Like, I could understand.
How can Ellen recover now?
Just be better, right? I mean, like, I saw this, like, replace Ellen. I'm like, really, you're going to replace Ellen? This seems harsh. Like,
don't you think you got to address it head on, though? You can't just say, my staff, I wasn't aware my staff was so mean. Like, that's basically what she said. That's not the right answer, you know?
No, you have to take a responsibility because the rumors, you know, that have existed, and again, what I was told by this makeup artist who may or may not know what she was talking about, but she seems to have nailed it. When I asked her who is perceived to be excellent, awesome, but they're really, like, not a good person behind the scenes, and within seconds, again, she said, oh, Ellen DeGeneres. This was a year ago. So, you have to address it head on and just say, hey, listen, I don't know how I got to this point or we got to this point, but it is something that needs to be fixed, and I'm going to start fixing it. And then do what you said you were going to do, then fix it. I know cancel culture is a big popular thing now. I'm not actually that interested in that. I'm more interested in watching people learn and also when it comes to me, learn from mistakes, acknowledge those mistakes, and then do your best to never make them again. Like that. And if Ellen does those things, then she should continue to have a successful television show for as long as she wants. I don't need Ellen to disappear. I don't know how that's going to make my life any better. Talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Did we lose you for a second?
I'm okay. I'm driving through Chattanooga. I just dropped off a second kid. They got hills over here. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I've been to Chattanooga. You think I never covered a spring fling? Did I cover a spring fling in Chattanooga?
They got hills and stuff over here, which in fear, I'll pull over once I get to a flat spot.
I will say, like you mentioned, like being mean to Ben Hogan or something like that. I'm probably meaner to people I know than I am to strangers. I've really tried to go out of my way to always have time for anybody who wants to say hello because they listened to a radio show or read a column or whatever. And so it really bothered me one time. This guy tweeted, not at me, but it tagged me or somebody else tagged me or something. And it was like, yeah, I saw Gary Parrish one time and he totally blew me off. And I'm like, dude, like first off, I don't even know what you're talking about. But just know, I would never blow somebody off. Anybody. I just wouldn't do it. I might be in a situation where I'm chasing a three-year-old, you know, through a store. Because there was some – we were at a Memphis football game one time this past year, I think. And we had lost maybe Oliver. I don't know. We lost some – one of the kids was missing for a minute. And – and so I'm like scrambling, you're looking for your kid in the middle of Tiger Lane. Like, that's nerve-wracking. And some guys were like, GP! And I just sort of hit them with a flyby wave. And that bothered me for like the next few hours because I was like, those guys think I blew them off. They don't know I'm really looking for my child right now. I didn't have time to stop and talk. But like that kind of stuff, like I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to pretend otherwise. But like I try to treat people well. So maybe I'm not perfect, but I'm better than Ellen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point. Let's make a new T-shirt, Bennett. We're better than Ellen.
Yep. We're not perfect, but we're better than Ellen.
Better than Ellen, right? Exactly. Make it nicer than Ellen.
Yeah, I'm nice.
You know, nicer than Ellen.
I'm not
nicer
perfect, but I'm nicer than Ellen. Talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So the big news of the day is that college football is in a bad spot. The MAC has already canceled its season, or I should say postponed it until they'll try to play in the spring if they can, but if they can't, then they won't. The Mountain West Conference, since this show has started, has announced it's doing the same thing. Will not play football in the fall. They'll try to play it in the spring if they can, but if they can't, they won't. And there are reports that the Big Ten is within 24 hours of doing the same thing. And so, you know, listen, you and I are on the same page about this because we've been on the same page about this, you know, since March. This was always possible if we as a country didn't take this seriously. The virus wasn't just going to disappear. It wasn't just going to let up in time for us to play football. Like, we were always at risk of not having this thing that so many of us care about. And now here we are, one conference after another, announcing we can't play because the United States doesn't have this virus under control in a way that makes it reasonable for us to play. What do you make of the latest developments?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's sad, right? It's not as sad as kids not going to school, but if this is the way it plays out, it's devastating. It's devastating for me because I love college football and talking about college football, but more than me, it's devastating for the businesses, for the students, for the, like, for everyone. It's absolutely devastating. And yes, if it comes to that, it will be an indictment of how we handled it as a country. And there's just no way around that. People like, you know, there are other countries that are sending kids to school and are having games and having fans. Right now, we have roughly 4% of the world's population and roughly 25% of the deaths. Now, the deaths aren't because of testing. You know, the deaths are dead people. And so I'm not, you know, it's a horrible tragedy. We have 4% of the population, roughly. We have roughly 25% of the deaths. So it's just like we screwed it up royally. And if it costs the college football season on top of everything else, it will be a damn tragedy and an indictment. I mean, that's what David Redd said. He said the problem is we didn't have any national leadership on this. And he wasn't being political. He was just talking frankly on Jason and John's show, right? I mean, just so I will say one, it's funny, like while I say that, and I believe that, like, I don't actually understand why this is happening now. And I'm really interested in the pushback that we've seen about the Big Ten. Like, so there was the report that the Big Ten is going to cancel or has canceled or whatever, and then the Big Ten has denied it. Every single Big Ten coach has come out basically and tweeted, we want to play, and this is why we think we can play. Harbaugh tweeted out a sort of explanation of why he thinks, and I'll be honest, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. Would I not celebrate if football's canceled, I don't actually understand why now. It is like, why now? Unless you sort of believe in this, it's really a pretext to kill the union movement, right? Which I don't fully believe that. I think they're somewhat related in some ways that we can get into. I actually don't understand. Like, I don't think the MAC canceling football should be a reason for the Big Ten, which was just releasing schedule information last week, to be closing football. This, I'm a little confused about that. Are you clear about why this is happening now? Why not wait 2 weeks and see how it goes?
I think, like, we've heard for months that you've got to make a decision by late July, early August, and it's August 10th. So, like, it's decision-making right. time, you know? So, like, we're here. You got to do something one way or another. And so where Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, says we're going to wait as long as we can, like, I respect that, but we don't have much longer to wait. Like, you've got to decide pretty soon what you're going to do.
Well, they put off the start. They put off the start till what? September, you know, mid-September is the SEC.
I guess the larger thing I would say is that if the question becomes what has changed from, say, 3 weeks ago or a month ago, like they all thought they were going to play and the numbers were all trending terribly then, but they were all like, we're going to play. How do you get to a point where now you're like, okay, we might not play or we're definitely not playing? And I think the best explanation for that is that over the past month, we're reading more and more, hearing more and more about heart conditions that come as a result for young people from COVID-19. Like, so that's the big thing some people want to continue to just hammer. Well, young people don't die from this. Well, young people don't normally die from this. It's very rare, in fact, for young people to die from this. But according to an ESPN story today, there are at least 5 Big Ten athletes who have tested positive for COVID, quote-unquote recovered, but now their physicals show real heart issues. There's a Major League Baseball pitcher for, I believe, the Detroit Tigers, tested positive for COVID, quote-unquote recovered, but he was ruled out of returning to play this season because of a heart issue. A former Florida State player this weekend, basketball player, playing overseas, died of a heart attack during a workout like 2 or 3 weeks after testing positive for COVID-19. We don't know yet if the heart attack is directly tied to any damage COVID did to his heart, but you can see why people are connecting those dots. And so as the story goes, the Big Ten presidents are looking at this, and they're not that concerned that, say, you know, Michigan's quarterback's going to get COVID-19 and die. What they are concerned about is the long-term ramifications from student athletes getting COVID-19 simply because we don't know what the long-term ramifications are, and some of the stuff we do know is troubling.
Yeah, so I was talking to someone else today who said, yeah, you know, that's a problem, but with these respiratory illnesses, temporary heart issues are often a problem. It's not unique to COVID-19, and people almost always get over it and whatever else. But here's the truth, and I think this is why they intersect, and this is why I didn't believe the sort of the theory that I didn't believe that I've seen bounced around is they were just going ahead. COVID was, you know, they had COVID handled, and then all of a sudden the players are thinking about unionizing, and so they're going to pull the plug. Right, I just don't believe that. I believe COVID is absolutely a big, large part of why, if they pull the plug, they will pull the plug. The major part of why. But they can intersect in this fashion. If the NFL decides to go ahead, here's what you have. You have players who are paid handsomely, who have a union who represented them, who negotiated the health protocols, who knew exactly what they were getting into, and therefore, even if this stuff happens, in terms of the liability, like there's probably not great liability on the part of the NFL. It's a eyes wide open, both sides, even-handed negotiation. This is what everyone's decided to do, right? If you're a university, it's totally different because you have players who are absolutely have had no voice, who are just told, you know, come back and play, who may want to play, but I do believe a lot of them do want to play, but who then aren't compensated. And if even a dozen of them end up with heart problems or two dozen of them end up with heart problems, how can you as a Big Ten? So I do think all of this is connected. I don't think it's one thing or another thing. I think it's all of this being connected, and I think that's why we are where we are. Do you think the pushback is that you're seeing from coaches today is going to have any impact on this? I mean, do you think this is something, because last night, all the news stories it felt like by the end of the day today, it was all going to be canceled. Is there a pause been pushed because of the sort of pushback that we've seen from coaching, or do you think we're just sort of inevitable track towards by the end of the week this is all going to be gone?
I don't know. That's the honest answer. I don't know. We'll see. But I would think that your very prominent college football coaches, because college presidents, university presidents, they have more power than college football coaches. They're not more popular. They're not as well known. So when the college football coaches decide to, whether it's at Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, or any other Big Ten school, when they decide to take this to a very public place, it puts a lot of pressure on the presidents to maybe reconsider. Honestly, it reminds me of, not to bring up old bad stuff, but do you remember how John Calipari handled the Jeremy Hunt reinstatement? Like what John Calipari was more or less did was say that, you know, Jeremy Hunt was going to play basketball somewhere. And if it's not the University of Memphis, it'd probably be the University of Tennessee. And then when he comes in here and scores 22 points and beats us, I'm going to make sure everybody knows that I wanted Jeremy Hunt on this basketball team, but my president stood in my way. So then who got a lot of pressure on him then? The president of the university. And then guess what happened? Jeremy Hunt was reinstated because the president didn't want to be standing in front of powerful basketball coach John Calipari. And so there's at least one example I know of where a prominent college coach put pressure on his university president to get something done he wanted done. So you'd be naive to think it's not possible here. But, you know, I'll just trust Pete Thamel on this because he's been doing a lot of the heavy lifting on the college football reporting. He said there is not a single thing you've heard from Ryan Day or James Franklin or Jim Harbaugh today that hasn't already been privately expressed to their university presidents. Of course, the coaches, football coaches, want to coach football. Of course, the football players want to play football. this decision is way more complicated than anybody's desires and going to be made above their head. So I would assume that the Big Ten presidents go forward with what it is they were planning to go forward with, and that's at the very least postponing the college football season until after the new year. But, you know, I've been surprised before, sure.
It's interesting. A few things about all that. One is, if you're a coach, it's only smart, just for the purposes of recruiting,
of course,
to say, I want to play. Like, because your players want to hear that. So even if you knew that the decision had been made, still smart to come out and say, we want to play, right? I mean, secondly, it was nice seeing the college football players. It sort of breaks your heart, all saying we want to play. But with all due respect, like, that is no different than any of your kids saying, I want to be in school.
If you were to ask my 6-year-old or my 3-year-old, hey, guys, do you want to go back to school on Monday? They would both say yes, but it's not their place to make that decision. It's my place and their mother's place, and we've decided that we don't think it's safe for them to go back to school under these circumstances.
I guess my point there is that it's no surprise that someone who is having something ripped away from them by the virus would rather go ahead and do it anyway. Like most of us would, you know, like, and Jeffrey wanted to have a big wedding and other people want to go to school and other people want to go on trips and other people, and they can't, and other people want to have graduation. And I'm not saying that to be insensitive to their sadness. I'm just saying it's not a surprise that they want to play any more than surprise that a junior in high school wants to go back to high school and is sad that they're not going back to high school. That's where we are. And then in terms of the president, in terms of the pressure on presidents, I think that if the University of Michigan president was doing something on his or her own, I guess it was saying, you know, we're not going to build a stadium or we're not going to whatever, and you're standing up to your coach or any big time, the Ohio State president, and any president is standing up to their coach, and it's just the president against the coach one-on-one, the coach is always going to win, and it's going to be wildly unpopular for the president. But when it's every president and every coach, you know, well, you're not singled out. You're just when it's Michigan State's president and Michigan's president and Northwestern's president and Ohio State's president, and like cumulatively, they certainly have more power. And you're not making it harder for your team to win, or that you're just making a collective decision. And I think there is for them, they are actually more free to make decisions consistent with their conscience than they would be if it's just them standing up to their own football coach.
I'm talking with Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. For what it's worth, Greg Sankey, like I mentioned earlier, has certainly suggested that we won't necessarily follow the Big Ten's lead. It is assumed that the Pac-12 will follow the Big Ten's lead. But the ACC, most seem to think if they can play, they'll play whether the Big Ten does or not. And the SEC has made it clear if they feel comfortable playing, the fact that the Big Ten isn't playing or the Pac-12 isn't playing, not to mention the MAC or the Mountain West, doesn't matter to them. They'll play. Do you suspect we're going to have this weird college football season where some of the biggest programs in America aren't playing, but other big programs are?
I suspect that probably won't happen. I'll be honest, like, I would prefer that. I want college football. Like, make no mistake, like, in terms of I want college football, and I want people to try to play. That's what I want. Like, that is best for me if some people try to play. And basically David Rudd said that. He said, we're not going to make a decision, you know, based on this, and there's no hurry, and we made our decision last week, and right now we'll continue to look information, but so the AAC could continue to play. But what I don't believe is that the SEC would do it alone. In the end, they are university presidents. They don't want to – like, it would be a really bad look for the SEC, consistent with all the worst things you think about the SEC, if they're alone out there. If the Big 12 cancels and the Big 10 cancels and the Pac-12 cancels and the ACC cancels, do I then believe the SEC is going to proceed? No. They need cover, right? They need someone else to say, okay, yeah, we'll do this. It's not that they need the opponents. They can just play each other. But they do need we're not the only, you know, we're not this amoral conference that's going to be out there playing by ourselves. I do not believe you will have the SEC playing by themselves. Could you have the Big 12 and the SEC playing? Yes, I do believe that. I mean, because I think I'll be stunned if the Pac-12 does anything different than the Big Ten, right? That will be stunning, honestly, because of the state of things in California, among other things. Just makes, you know, it's hard to believe it. If it's not going to work anywhere, that would be where it's not going to work. So, but I could see a world where it's cut in half and you got the Big 12 playing and the SEC playing, and I would watch the hell out of those games, I'll be honest.
Yeah, like, listen, I want college. I work for CBS Sports. There's a lot of Mountain West games on CBS Sports Network. Like, you know, today's news is not good for me. You know, if I only look at it through my selfish eyes, today's news is not good for me. And so I'm, you know, SEC games kick off at 2:30 every Saturday afternoon on CBS. If there's a way to play, I want them to play. But I did think it was interesting. The MAC commissioner did a radio interview today on, I believe, ESPN Radio, and he was asked ultimately, like, what did your decision come down to? And he said, it's simple. Like, our medical officials told us there's no way we can do this. I mean, he said it as plainly as he could say it. Like, they didn't say, man, this is going to be tough. They didn't say, ooh, boy, you could really encounter some obstacles. They said, you can't do this. And so the follow-up is something along the lines of, well, why do you think the Power Five commissioners aren't quite there yet? And he's like, I don't know. You know, I can't speak to that.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. People aren't listening to this. If people had been listening to the medical people all along, we wouldn't have been in this fix. Right. Right now, and we've talked about this a million times, but literally right now, there are lots of places in Memphis, I mean, in our own area where they're playing high school football, and all you have to do is turn on the Shelby County Health Committee, and they think, yeah, but it's a bad idea, right? But whatever, like, they're doing it anyway. Like, people are not listening to the – I mean, I happen to be in Atlanta. It's Chattanooga. I'm driving near Atlanta, and the governor there, I mean, we've seen what the schools look like, and he says, yeah, people can wear masks if they do or don't. Well, there's no medical person says that's a good idea. Like, there's none. There's no medical person says that's a good idea. They're suing. He's still suing the city of Atlanta for having a mask ordinance. There's no one who thinks that's a good idea. So, so lots of people have not listened to the medical people, which explains why we're here. So, but to be clear, I want them to play, and I think the idea of fans is kind of crazy, whatever. But again, I'm not really invested in whether I have 15,000 fans or not in Neyland Stadium, but I would prefer it, to be totally clear, I would prefer it if Tennessee's playing football. That is what I would prefer. And I still think there's a chance of that happening. I do. I'm kind of skeptical of the spring football thing. Here's my other question though, Gary. Let's say they all close down. What do you think it means for basketball?
I'm going to write a column about this for tomorrow, and basically what I'm going to write is that the mistake the people who run college football have made here, which is why we're on the verge of not having college football, or at least not having it in the ways that we normally would, is that they just assumed everything would be fine. Like, oh, it'll be, you know, it's September's a long ways away. You know, the virus will magically disappear. Warm weather will do so. It'll be fine. We'll be fine. They just assumed they'd be fine, and they didn't prepare for anything other than we'll be able to do it because everything will be fine. And now they're in a very difficult spot. What my suggestion is going to be for college basketball people is start preparing for you're not going to be able to do this outside of a bubble. Like, just stop pretending that it'll be fine. It's not going to be fine. Stop talking about who you play on November 12th because you're not playing anybody on November 12th. So shut up and start thinking outside of the box. And the goal has got to be not to be fair, and it can't even be that everybody plays because there's more than 350 Division I college basketball teams. Frankly, we don't need them all. What we need more than anything else is a 2021 NCAA tournament. That's the moneymaker. That's the billion-dollar revenue generator. So you start with that as the stated goal, and then you go, how do we get there? And to me, the most obvious, cleanest way to do it is you create conference bubbles. And if the MAC doesn't want to do it because it's too expensive, too complicated, that's fine. We don't need the MAC. But the Big Ten can afford to do it, and the SEC can afford to do it, and I think the AAC can afford to do it. And you really do create conference bubbles. And you go there, and you, if you want to do men's and women's to make it balanced, like, I'm okay with that, but it's not that necessary because the women's tournament is not the billion-dollar revenue generator. But, like, if you want to do it both, that's fine. So you take, you pick up a campus or a city, and you take all your conference members there, and you test, you quarantine, then you start playing games. You play every 2 days. Every other day you play. You can put together a 15, 18, 20-game conference schedule pretty quickly doing it that way. We know team sports work in the bubble. We've seen it in men's soccer, women's soccer, men's basketball, women's basketball, NHL. We know.
You're talking about a two-month bubble. Is that basically how long is your bubble going
to
be?
It doesn't even have to be that. I mean, let's just do the math on it, right? You fly there, test, quarantine for a week. Test again, start playing. And then you play every other day. If you do 15 games, that's 30 days. I
15,
mean,
30.
Yeah, we've just done like what, maybe a month and a half, and you could get probably 18 games in, an 18 game conference schedule in a month and a half. That gives you, and then if you want to go ahead and do a conference tournament, do a conference tournament. You could start all of this in January. Do a conference tournament. Get your auto bid. Now we've got enough data points to build a 68 team bracket, and then yes, you do an NCAA tournament in a bubble. You take 68 teams to a bubble. And I know that sounds like a lot because it is. NBA only did 22. But here's the thing. Once you get everybody there, test, quarantine, and start playing, when you start playing, you lose 52 of the teams after 4 days because you go from 68 to the Sweet 16.
Couldn't you do multiple bubbles on the, like just like you do regional sites?
That's the, absolutely. You could do an East bubble, West bubble, Midwest bubble, South bubble. You got, 16 teams in each bubble. You could do a play-in tournament bubble. Or
here's the problem, though. When you talk about this, it's going to be so confusing because we're going to talk about teams on the bubble, Gary.
And I know.
It's going to be just like, what are we going to do in the bubble versus on the bubble?
Yeah, new lingo.
You're setting us up for disaster and confusion.
We could run into some terminology problems, but at least we would have basketball. And I've talked to enough coaches over the past 2 weeks who are pushing for some, like, there's different versions of what I just explained. You honestly just created a new one for me that I'll probably use in the column.
you've helped me, Tom. Right. No problem.
If you hate, if you don't want to, make time for the quote unquote play-in games, the first four, then just in this 1 year, cut the bracket to 64 teams. It's fine. It worked for a long time. It would work for this 1 year. Cut it to 64, create four regional bubbles, play the NCAA tournament, final four in a bubble, it'll be fine. What we know is that team sports in bubbles work, and that basketball in on television sets created for basketball on TV looks good. Just follow the blueprint that is already in front of you. And I know some of the hesitation to that would be, well, these are student athletes. Come on. Most like my first grader starts school on Monday. He will be learning remotely.
Well, that's a thing. That was my objection, but everyone's learning remotely anyway.
Everybody's learning remotely anyway.
100% remotely anyway.
If we're doing an SEC bubble in, I don't know, let's just say Nashville. We're doing an SEC bubble in Nashville. What is the difference between an Arkansas basketball player doing his classes online from an apartment in Fayetteville or online from a hotel room in Nashville? It doesn't really matter. And beyond that, like Joe Burrow, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, quarterback of the national champions, didn't take a single in-person class his last year of college. Like, online learning is a real thing for normal college students. So you've
and particularly for athletes, because you can get someone else to do them for you and, take the tests and stuff,
Yes, yes. Oh,
that's going to be harder in the bubble, but still give them a log on.
Oh,
there's someone going to do it.
Like, how about this? So I was talking to the Gonzaga staff one time, and they had just taken a transfer from another school, and they've taken a lot of transfers from a lot of schools, so that doesn't really narrow it down. I won't name the school. But they get this transfer on campus, and they're like, okay, here's your class schedule. And he's like, so what does this mean here? And they're like, well, that's your Monday, Wednesday, Friday class. You got to be there at 9 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He's like, be where? They were like, in the class, in the building. What are you talking about? He's like, you mean I got to go to a class? And they were like, yes, you have to go to a class. He's like, I've never been to a class. All of my classes were online. They're like, well, that's not the way we do it here. My point being, It's a lie that these student athletes have to be in a classroom to learn. They're not. I'm sure it's better if they are, but they're already not in so many cases. So it's not that big of a deal to have them learn from a hotel room in the middle of a pandemic if it means having a season. So what does college basketball learn from this? I hope something. Otherwise, they'll find themselves in the same situation as college football. I know. Anyway, Grizzlies game tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's good. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
I can't wait. I'll be here. Bye-bye.
GGP.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Grizzlies game got moved on Tuesday. Tell them what time tip-off is now, Bennett.
Tip-off is at 4 o'clock.
Woo! Woo!
Did you hear what our tip-off time was for Thursday?
Tell me, Bennett.
3 p.m.
Woo! Somebody's Light got week. A three-day work week. Somebody's going to make a tea time.
Now, the play-in, that's going to happen Saturday and Sunday if they get there.
It's so over. I got
it. It's over. Just soak it in now.
This is my last week of being preempted by Grizzlies seeding games. I've enjoyed it. I think by the time we're over with, I'm going to have 3 shows canceled and 1 cut to about an hour. So it's been a good
– not bad.
It's been – if I was a big fan of the NBA resuming anyway, but I particularly like these 3:30, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock starts. They make my days easier. Be back in a second.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service and let you know the bugs are coming inside. It's getting hot outside, and they're coming in with you. Everything from ants, spiders, termites, mosquitoes are going to get you around the pool. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com to find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a 5-star company.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Jennifer, like so many over the past several months, started working from home during the pandemic. Very quickly, her home started feeling smaller than ever. She realized she needed more space. So she called Josh Hysong, sold her home in just one day at a price above the asking price. How'd he do it? He did it with a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysong doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. Josh Hysong, 461-8147 on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs, and we'll deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
School goes on. And Staples has everything to start the year right.
From notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to masks.
And all at amazing prices. This week, a 12-pack of Staples No. 2 pencils, 120-sheet filler paper, and select plastic pencil boxes are just 50 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends A15. Filler paper and pencil boxes valid in-store only. Limit 6. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
You know, I used to think that Medicare was one big complex mystery. What's covered? What's not? Then I made one phone call to UnitedHealthcare and got the answers I needed. In one call, I learned I could combine my Medicare coverage into a single plan for little or no extra money. With the AARP Medicare Advantage Plan from UnitedHealthcare, I get more coverage than original Medicare. My prescription drugs are included, plus other great benefits like dental and 24/7 virtual doctor visits with zero copays. Plus, it's the only plan with the AARP name. So if you are turning 65 or have questions about the mysteries of Medicare, make that one call to UnitedHealthcare at 1-844-7-GET-UHC. That's 1-844-7-GET-UHC. Or go to GetUHCMedicareToday.com.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. United Healthcare Insurance Company pays royalty fees to AARP for the use of its intellectual property. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers. AARP does not employ or endorse agents, producers, or brokers.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who wants to support somebody who supports the local university's athletic department, well, Elizabeth Rook Insurance fits. A proud partner, Memphis Tiger Athletics. Talk about life insurance for a second. You never want to leave your family in a bind if something were to happen to you. You need a good life insurance policy. You can get one right now with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They've temporarily waived the medical exam because of COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. So take advantage of that. You can check the website for more information. That's rookinsurance.com, rookinsurance.com. Two locations, Memphis area. One in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. You can call them. 901-867-7283, 867-7283. Again, that website is rookinsurance.com. The Raptors and Bucks have just tipped down at Disney World. That game is on ESPN. It was already known Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning MVP, was not going to play. Our buddy Tim Bontemps, who was on in the first hour, reported earlier that Fred VanVleet and Kyle Lowry are not playing for Toronto. By the way, boo Nick Nurse. Kyle Lowry played 37 minutes against the Grizzlies yesterday. Mm-hmm. Fred VanVleet played 35. Why couldn't you give them dudes yesterday off?
Dude, it's and every other team is that we're going up against is getting a break. Philly's resting everybody versus the Suns tomorrow. We're just getting screwed in this whole thing.
Whole thing is just tilted.
Boston, hello.
Sit Jason Tatum down.
Sit his ass down. And he's played a lot.
He's played a lot. He's probably
great.
Tired. He's young. I know he's young, but he's probably tired. So sit I'm going to call Brad Stevens.
Call Brad. Yeah. You know him. Would he be mad?
I know Brad Stevens before anybody.
Yeah.
Back when he was a nobody.
Y'all go way back.
I say, Brad Stevens, I was writing columns about you when you were a nobody.
He probably owes you one.
Before you ever coached in a national championship game. So I never asked you to return that favor, but I'm asking you now. Sit Jason Tatum down.
And Jalen Brown.
Yep. Sit them both down,
please.
Brad Stevens. Give us a chance. Good Lord. We're just trying to get into a play-in tournament so we can lose over the weekend. We just want to lose this weekend.
We just want to get there.
Let us be in the play-in tournament. Brad Stevens, I'll be back with dinner to go.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs rain like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
For muscle pain, body aches,
to strains. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Now, our first witness this morning is Butch.
Well, when the fight broke out, I got stabbed in the back, and I pulled my knife and hit him. That was the first person I ever killed.
Butch Crouch was a Hell's Angel who'd murdered people and then rolled over and became a government witness.
He was giving up details of this crime only somebody that was there would have known about.
What good's a man?
In his right hand, he had an automatic handgun and blood over his chest.
What exactly happened here?
Two people were murdered. A house was set on fire.
Because of Crouch, I've been hiding in the witness protection program for most of my life. But I'm done hiding. From C-13 Originals, a division of Cadence 13, welcome to Relative Unknown, a new podcast about the stories and family we can't escape. Download Relative Unknown for free now on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Every story has a beginning. My story begins with the Memphis Police Department. Starting out as a police service technician and working my way up the ranks, I've written the story of a lifetime.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Caroline Mason Beasley, and I'm the best in blue. Apply today, and you too can become the best in blue.
We are reimagining policing. To apply, visit joinmpd.com.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds. And I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Heard of the job? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. It's so smooth, Bennett Doyle. What can you do?
You can drink it straight.
It's so smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You want to go spend twice as much money on a bottle of vodka than you would on New Amsterdam? You can do that. I mean, listen, those bottles do exist. I just don't know why you'd spend that kind of money on a bottle of vodka if I've got you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. They got flavored vodkas, if that's your thing. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Sometimes when I'm in the store and they run out of the New Amsterdam 80 proof, I have to double up with the flavored vodkas, which was the case this weekend. So I got lemon. I got a fresh bottle of lemon New Amsterdam. I might have to open that one up tonight, depending on how the Mets game goes. You want a gluten-free vodka? New Amsterdam's got one. I bought a bottle of that, too. My wife is trying to be on a gluten-free diet, so I was like, well, if you ever, you know, if the kids get overwhelming, or if I get overwhelming, you need to pour a drink. Here you go, gluten-free New Amsterdam vodka. Got a bottle sitting in the kitchen right now. Brown label on it. Ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on college football. The big news from the weekend was that the MAC canceled its season, or at least postponed it till the spring semester. Earlier today, Mountain West Conference announced the same thing. Big Ten presidents are expected to meet in the next 24 hours and, again, expected to make the similar decision. What happens from there, we'll see. But college football, very much on the brink right now.
What's the biggest game tonight?
There are no games tonight that will impact the Grizzlies, so it's not an important night. But two of the top three in the Western Conference standings are playing each other. Lakers Nuggets from Disney World. Lakers are 51-18, number one seed in the West, locked up. Nuggets 46-24, coming off a wild double overtime victory over the Utah Jazz. L.A., five-point favorite. Totals 221. Tip is scheduled for 8 o'clock. You can watch it on TNT.
What should I watch on TV?
I don't know. Mr. Rogers, It's You I Like. It's You I Like. That's what it's called. That's on tonight. It's a celebration of the iconic Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, featuring remarks from celebrities who have been influenced and inspired by Fred Rogers. 7 o'clock, WKNO. WWE Raw is on USA at 7 o'clock. And Ray, starring Jamie Foxx, is on tonight. It has 80% approval on Rotten Tomatoes, and Jamie Foxx won an Oscar for his portrayal of Ray Charles. In fact, he won all five Best Actor Awards, becoming just the second actor to win all five Best Actor Awards for the same performance. Ray got nominated for Best Picture, but lost to Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby. So, with Ray, you get a good film, great performance. Starts at 7 on HBO Signature. Late Night Circuit. Gwen Stefani's on Jimmy Kimmel. Bryan Cranston's on Jimmy Fallon. Maroon 5 is on Stephen Colbert. Tracy Ellis Ross is on Seth Meyers. Anderson .Paak is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Jay Busby, Yahoo Sports, has posted a column. He tweeted it, describing it this way. Does the risk of infection...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.